Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
The Burt Show.
All right, so very, very quickly here. Mo, maybe this is directed more at you than it would be Kristen because we're sports people, right? Mm-hmm. But check this out. There is such a compelling competition, TV competition going on right now. And I initially started to watch it as a joke and then couldn't turn it off, okay? I watched it on Peachtree TV, and it was only on because I was watching a Braves game. Braves game's over. They're wrapping it up. The next thing on, it was so comical to me that I'm like, oh, my God, I got to watch this. Do you know that there's a professional World Chase Tag League?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I've seen this before. I think it comes on ESPN.
Have you guys seen it? It's so compelling. Like, so I'm going to watch guys play. They're going to play tag on TV, and I'm going to watch this, right? They're so athletic. Think of parkour on, like, an adult playground. These guys are so athletic and flexible, and women, too. I'm like, I can't turn this off!
So, oddly enough, this is now going to be, like, a core memory, and it shouldn't be. So, I was in Highlands, North Carolina with Molly, and we were there at the Old Edwards Inn having a nice, relaxing spa weekend. We go to the little outside patio bar, and we're sitting there having a cocktail before we walk the streets and do a little shopping. And what's on the TV? Professional tag.
Yes!
And we're sitting there watching it, and, like, there's all of these obstacles in the way, so you're, like, ducking over things and jumping onto, like, these, like, it looks like if you go to one of those gymnasiums for toddlers, and they have all those soft blocks and stuff everywhere, and you're just kind of bouncing off of stuff. And we got so invested, and he's like, oh, he's gonna get guy.
We did the same thing.
He got a one!
We were doing the same thing. Amanda and I are sitting in bed watching the thing, and we're trying to wrap it up for the night because, you know, Braves are on. Now you're watching TV to settle down. And then all of a sudden, we're cheering for people we never even know.
Yeah, I got caught one night, same exact way. It just came on after a game or something. And I remember my lady walked in and I could see her processing it. Like, she was taking a second and she was like, Are you watching grown men try to tag each other?
Yes.
I was like, you had to say it like that.
Yeah.
But then she started watching it. Then we start making bets. We thought she was going to win. Yeah.
Look, I'm just telling you guys, if you just happen to be watching a Braves game and this is what they've scheduled for after the game, I don't know if they do that with every Braves game or it's random. Give it 5 minutes and you will give it an hour.
Them dudes are good, man.
They're really good. Let me ask you this, though. Kristen and Cassie, you're sitting at a bar, right? And you're hanging out, and you're single at the time. And guy comes up to you, and he wants to buy you a drink. You guys start talking. You're breaking the ice. And you say, what do you do for a living? And he says, I'm a professional tag player. You giving the guy another minute?
I'm so intrigued. I love a good story. And I'm like, yes, I am intrigued. I'm going to ask more questions. And then I'm going to ask, so what's the prize pot? Like, how much you win?
You know what? While I was watching, I didn't even think to look at what the actual prize was. I was so fascinated by the athleticism.
I'm totally dating that dude because you know why? It shows me there's someone who will go after what they want in life and they think outside the box and they're ready to have fun. Like, they could have been like, that's not a real thing. I'm going to be an accountant. But they chose to do professional tag. Yeah. And I like that.
Okay, so the Tag X International Pro Series, that's what it's called.
Oh, okay, let's get it right.
I need to know, I have so many questions now. How many teams, where are they from, what's the prize money, do they get paid, do they have sponsorships?
The Tag X International Pro Series, and this is just one series, there's other ones, offers a total prize pool of $20,000. And it's that prize pool is divided into four quarterly events. And then additionally, the Porsche tag, Hauer Esports Super Cup, offers a $200,000 prize pool.
There are competing tag leagues.
Yeah.
Huh. They got to make something, because I'm assuming as good as they are on them obstacle courses, they got to work at that like all year. That has to be all they do.
I wonder if it's also a great way. I wonder if a lot of them are like trainers. So you could use it to sort of brand yourself and say, I was on this, watch my stuff. You know what? You can be this flexible, this athletic.
I think we need to start a petition to have the U.S. or the International Olympics Committee consider tag in the next Olympics.
For sure.
Yeah. They put breakdancing in there. Tag could be in there.
Absolutely. It's a new breakdancing. Yeah.
Absolutely. These people, they are serious athletes. You will sit there and go, oh my God. And then like these guys say, you will just start rooting for people that you don't even know.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I think the actual league is called it's called World Chase Tag.
Yeah. Okay? WCT.
Uh-huh. So World Chase Tag Athletes. I just Googled World Chase Tag Salary. And there is not a salary. Some tournaments offer prize money. The focus is generally on the competition in sport itself. So as far as prize money goes, it says here, according to Google, some tournaments offer prize money for the winners, but the amounts are typically not substantial enough to constitute a salary. So these dudes have real jobs. They do this in their spare time for, I don't want to say for fun, because it's like, to them, it's a legitimate sport. But WGN reported that a professional tag player may make between $1,000 and $5,000 per month.
If you had to say to me right now, I got 1 hour of disposable time, do I want to sit down and watch a Major League Baseball team or watch one episode of WCT, this championship tag thing? I'm taking the tag. I'm telling you, it's that good.
I'm with you. I'm taking the tag, too.
It's really good.
Absolutely.
And it's only, like I said, I can't even tell you where it is. It just came on after the Braves, but it's there. Give it a couple of minutes.
Hey, The Bird Show.